So let's look at a custom-designed prospecting plan for brokers today. Many times I'm asked about the ways of finding clients and listings. Some brokers and agents just struggle for far too long. Those agents that don't do enough prospecting will always struggle with listings and commissions, and yet they look for answers in the wrong places. The fact of the matter is that prospecting is quite easy as a personal system, but then difficult for most agents to sustain for the long term. Lack of focus and discipline destroys the momentum and any system that they create. Now, this can be turned around with the right effort and understanding. What most agents need is a custom-designed prospecting system that they can use every day on a personal basis. You can do the same. It doesn't matter if you work in sales, leasing, or property management. You simply need more clients and properties to work on. So how do you do that? You start prospecting. A segment of your working day should be devoted to finding those opportunities. Even as you proceed in the market and develop your brand, it's still necessary to find and talk to new prospects and clients into the future each and every working day. Whilst you may have plenty of listings currently, that can and will definitely change. Prepare for the future today by systemizing your working day in finding more new people to serve. In every calendar year, the seasons of property selling and leasing will shift focus and activity. That will be due to the economy and local business sentiment. The only consistency that you can apply to that seasonal shift is in the ways you spend time in finding more listings and clients, so you are the key to the process. So I can help you find new business and listings. Here are some ideas to help you custom design your focus and your client contact plan. These tips apply to the general part of the property market with prices of up to $10 million. Above that level, you have to be quite specific with the investors and the clients that you work with and will be very specific in such case. So let's go back to the general part of the property market with prices of up to $10 million. Number one, understand the businesses and the listings that you require. What do you specialize in by property type and exactly where? Define a geographical territory of properties and property owners to research and connect with. Ideally, that should be a zone of about 1,000 properties. Now, this research takes time and it takes effort. However, it does need to occur. Each and every evening, you should be finding the right telephone calls to make the next day. Number two, within that zone or town or city, define the precincts of higher activity and the better properties. The quality properties in those areas will be prime targets for long-term prospecting and special focus. That will be contacting those property owners at least once every 60 days. The other more ordinary properties and property owners will be subjected to an ongoing general prospecting plan of contacting them at least once every 90 days. So you need to be highly organized to understand what was said the last time you connected with those people. Number three. To win new listings today, you will need to know more people and connect with them in different ways. It takes regular ongoing contact to create a meeting and then convert a listing opportunity. Focus on knowing people and their property needs. Ask questions about their property situation and how that can change for them over time. Number four. Make it a target to contact at least five new property owners per day directly. That can be by the telephone, in meetings, or by direct mail. If you send direct mail, make sure that you follow it up on the telephone. Seek to meet with new property owners, and as part of that strategy, create at least two new meetings per day. When you control the property owners, you control the listing stock, and others will come to you with their property needs, be it in sales and leasing. Sure, you can talk to many tenants and buyers, and it's always wise to have a good selection of them. But the fact of the matter is, when you control the listing stock, you control the inquiry. Everyone has to come to you. Number five, watch other listings, agents, prices, rents, and the property market generally. Drive and walk through your territory every day. Look for the changes in the market and how you can tap into those changes. Number six, make about 40 calls to the local businesses and tenants in your zone every day. You'll soon get some leads and opportunities to work on from that. include in that contact group the local franchise groups that could be looking for property change and or acquisition. Now, to contact 40 businesses, it's fairly easy. You simply use the business telephone book. And indeed, since you're telephoning businesses directly, you get away from the problem of the Do Not Call register. However, be aware of that register and how it works in your area. Follow the rules. Number 7. Track everything that you do in a database. Understand and record who you speak to and why you do that. Keep in contact with the qualified prospects and the property owners that you connect with or find. So in summary on all of these things, you can take this plan and you can shape it into your town or city with your real estate efforts. This is a prospecting system that you can shape to your needs. You can add elements to it based on your property speciality. This can become your custom-designed prospecting plan in commercial real estate brokerage today. You need the plan if you want to move ahead in the industry with more listings and better commissions.